KGNU Boulder, Denver, 88.5 FM and 1390 AM. You can also find us online at kgnu.org. Coming up in the next hour, join us for our music selection, The Opera Box. Tonight, you'll be listening to the French opera. Thank you for listening to the Drive Time News, and we will see you tomorrow.
Good evening, this is Chris Moore with KGNU's Opera Box, and I'm always looking for excuses to somehow connect this opera program with some of the music that's happening along the Front Range in the world of opera, and I am lucky to have a Boulder opera performance coming up that I can use to inspire me today. The Boulder Symphony Orchestra on Friday, May 20th, and the Boulder Opera join forces at 7 p.m. at 1820 15th Street in Boulder. So inspired by the drama of love, there's a program called The French Affair that they're putting on. French arias, duets, trios brought to life by mezzo-sopranos Christina Pezzarossi, Dianella Acosta, and then soprano Phoenix Gales. Pianist Parisa Zeri is also providing accompaniment. And because of that, we're going to hear some French arias right now. Let's start actually with one. This is from a CD called American Diva. Alessandra Mark is the singer in this performance, and we're going to hear about a very, very famous actress, really well known in the 17th and 18th centuries, Adrienne Lecouvreur, and she was poisoned in the opera by a jealous rival, but in fact, in reality, there's a possibility that there was an attempt on her life with poisoning that didn't work, and she died many, many years later, the historical Adrienne. But in our story here, the Duchess is, in fact, going to try to poison her, and she will eventually succeed. In this first aria, Adriana enters rehearsing a scene from the role she is playing that evening, Racine's Bajazet. She breaks off to rebuke her fans for their extravagant admiration and the proclamation that she is merely the humble handmaiden of the arts.
Oh,
because Italian and German opera composers so dominated the scene. French opera is kind of the lonesome stepchild, but there's such beautiful music, treasures of musical beauty that are there, and that's why we're playing it today. In addition to that, another group that recognizes that is Boulder Opera, putting on an entire concert of music and some singers doing some French opera excerpts. The Boulder Symphony Orchestra joins them as well. Christina Pizzarossi, Dianella Acosta, and soprano Phoenix Gales. And this is going to be on Friday, May 20th at 7 p.m. at 1820 15th Street in Boulder, La Franche Affaire. And we heard there Alessandra Marc in actually two French arias that decided I would play. And the first of those is from Adriana Lecouvier, and then the second is from Charpentier's Louise. We're going to jump next now to some more grand opera. And when we think of grand opera, we think of late Verdi like Aida. We also, of course, think of, you know, Wagnerian operas, things like that. But Meyerbeer was one of the great creators of grand opera earlier in the 19th century than most of these, a French composer. And one of his grandest operas, Les Huguenots, or the Huguenots, is an amazingly powerful work about the slaughter of the French Huguenots, or Protestants, by the Catholics back in 1572. And this aria takes place during a truce that is a rather unsteady one, to say the least. Raoul has been banished, and the daughter of the Catholic church is also, they're getting married together, and Marguerite has decided to come along and to bless this marriage and this engagement. She wants to bless it as a symbol of hope and summons Raoul to a secret meeting. And in the gardens of the chateau, she awaits his arrival, wondering at the calm and renewing beauty of nature. After that, we're going to continue with a Ruth Ann Swenson performance of another Meyerbeer aria from the opera Dinora. Dinora is a naive country girl, and her fiancé goes off on their wedding day in search of treasure, and he's so greedy that by the time he comes back, he doesn't even recognize her anymore. And she wanders off into the fields, and she dances with her own shadow. Let's listen to these two beautiful arias by Meyerbeer that are not very often performed. And part of that may be that it's just French, and the French don't get performed as with their operas as much as others. Meyerbeer. Thank you. Ruth Ann Swenson sang two Meyerbeer arias there for us, an early 19th century French composer, who actually was an inspiration, by the way, for Wagner, in spite of Wagner's professed distaste for his music. In L'Africana, a Portuguese navigator, Vasco da Gama, reaches a tropical paradise in the East Indies never before seen by European eyes. It takes him all three acts to get there. In the aria Mi batte il cor, o paradiso, Luciano Pavarotti sings My Heart Beats, O Paradise. Composer Meyerbeer and tenor Pavarotti transport us to that paradise in a matter of moments. Two French arias sung by Luciano Pavarotti. Who else sounds quite like that? I threw in the flower song by Bizet from Bizet's Carmen to just add a little more of the beauty of Pavarotti's voice to this French-based theme today on KGNU's Opera Box. All this French music is coming to us courtesy of Boulder Opera, and they're the singers from that group, along with the Boulder Symphony Orchestra, this Friday, May 20th at 7 p.m. at 1820 15th Street in Boulder, putting on a concert inspired by the dramas of love, Le French Affair, a special arrangement of arias, duets, trios brought to life by mezzo-soprano Cristina Pizzarossi, Dianella Acosta, and soprano Phoenix Gales. So don't miss that show. And in the meantime, we're going to go back and listen to and enjoy a little more music now from the French world. And we're going to hear Gounod's Faust, a little excerpt from that. And it's going to be sung by the great diva Joan Sutherland.
Thank you. troublen que nul me pénètre. Je sens l'amour s'emparer de mon être.
Thank you.
two arias from the French opera Faust by Gounod, where, of course, Faust sells his soul to the devil, and Marguerite is tempted in no small measure as well, as we see in the opera. Luciano Pavarotti and that last aria, and the Innocent Marguerite sung by Joan Sutherland. This is KGNU's Opera Box. We're playing French opera excerpts today, and to try to convince you that French opera, if you don't already believe this, has some of the most ravishingly beautiful, sensuous melodies anywhere. They're absolutely wonderful. We're going to hear two arias now that really fit the bill in that way, and both of them, again, sung by our good friend Joan Sutherland, the great star of the 50s and 60s, I think into the early 70s as well. Let's listen to an excerpt from Hamlet by Thomas. Shakespeare was an inspiration to German composers, Italian composers, French composers, just about everybody. So we're going to hear A vos jeux, mes amis, from Hamlet. And then we're going to go into the ravishingly beautiful Lachmé by Delibes and hear Ah, ô vous la jeune Indouille. And Lachmé takes place in India, another one of those operas like Puccini's Turandot and many others that are very exotic and take place in areas that most Europeans never get to. Let's listen to some more Joan Sutherland singing in French. Joan Sutherland singing from Lakme by Delibes and from Hamlet by Thomas. A couple more French opera excerpts that we're enjoying today on Opera Box here on KGNU. And we're going to... So as we listen to the children enjoying the marching of the soldiers in Bizet's Carmen, I wanted to tell you about some of the other things that are happening along the Front Range. Of course, Boulder Opera Singers inspired today's show, the concert with the Boulder Symphony Orchestra, La French Affaire, and great music with three singers and a lot of great composers as well. The Lamont School of Music presenting Bravo Bernstein, a concert of music by one of Broadway's most honored composers. Performances from West Side Story, Candide, and other legendary hits. That's on Thursday, May 19th at 7:30 p.m. at Hamilton Hall at the Newman Performing Arts Center. Opera Colorado's Young Artist Farewell Concert is Sunday, May 22nd at 2 p.m. at the Studio Loft at the Ellie Calkins Opera House. And then Women of the West, starring Christy Conover and pianist Beth Nielsen, with music inspired by Annie Oakley, Belle Starr, Baby Doe Tabor, and Calamity Jane. That's Tuesday, May 24th at 6:30 p.m. at the Applewood Valley United Methodist Church in Golden. In the realm of theater, Marcia Raganetti portrays Norma Desmond in the musical Sunset Boulevard, and that's taking place at the Vintage Theater April 29th through May 29th, so you can still see that. Also, Footloose will be opening up pretty soon at BDT Stage, once Boulder's Dinner Theater. I'm Chris Moore, and this is KGNU's Opera Box. Thanks so much for listening. See you next week.
Good evening. We're going to transition from the opera box into a classic Monday. And let me tell you that this is James, and let me tell you that this is KGNU Boulder, Denver, 88.5 FM, 1390 AM, 93.7 FM in Nederland, and always online, kgnu.org. Classical music in for the next 2 hours until 10 o'clock. And Chris Moore, who was just doing the opera box, was gracious enough to switch my Monday with me so that I could go away on vacation next week. So thank you, Chris. I appreciate that. And I do have an interview that Chris has done with Kenneth Wood of Colorado Symphony and the upcoming Mahler Fest, which we do have tickets to give away for. So the Colorado Mahler Fest will be happening at the Mackey Auditorium in Boulder on Saturday, May 21st. And Sunday, May 22nd. And we have a pair of tickets to give away to that. If you are a KGNU listener member that hasn't won anything in the past month and you care to go see Gustav Mahler's 7th Symphony, along with a premiere of Kurt Schwitzig's Nacht Musiken. That ought to be interesting. I'm always interested in what's going on with brand new premieres. So if you want to get in on those tickets, you can go to either the show on the 21st or the 22nd at Mackey Auditorium. Again, Mahler's 7th Symphony. Kids, you listen to remember, it hasn't won anything in that past month. And wait, I'm going to start this interview with Chris Moore and Kenneth Wood here in just a moment. So wait until the interview starts, and then I'll take down the information. But do call up 303-442-4242. And here is Chris Moore interviewing Kenneth Wood concerning the upcoming Mahler Fest. So do stay tuned. And lots of Mahler music tonight until 10 o'clock. I might as well just keep going with the theme as it started here. So
well, by way of full disclosure, as a lifelong Mahler freak, Mahler Fest every year is a very, very exciting time for me. I'm Chris Moore, and we are talking today with Kenneth Woods, who also, I believe, fell in love with Mahler very early. You have taken over the helm, and there's a lot to that. There's first of all, there's conducting an extremely complex work and putting that together, and then there's all the other things that are involved with being a principal conductor. Can you tell us first of how you first discovered Mahler and why, how you ended up being chosen for this position?
Well, there's about 35, 40 years between those two steps there.
Sure,
and
yeah.
Are we too hot? Do we need to redo that?
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah. Well, there's about 35 years of story between how I got started and how I got here. I got started with Mahler with possibly the most lukewarm endorsement for a concert that I ever went to as a kid. We used to go to performances at the University of Wisconsin Symphony Orchestra when I was little. And we were going one night, and my father, who was a chemistry professor at the university, had a student who played violin in the orchestra. We ran into her in the lobby and said, "Oh, what's on tonight?" She said, "Oh, there's this piece by this guy, Mahler." I said, "Oh, how is it?" She said, "It's very, very, very long. I don't know what else to say about it besides that. It's just very long." And I just loved it. It was Das Lied von der Erde. It totally blew me away. But not in the way that other pieces I'd liked before had. I mean, I'd been to see, I don't know, Shostakovich 5, and the sheer volume and intensity of that, obviously, for a little kid is very, very exciting. But the Mahler was more of an out-of-body experience, and by the end of the piece, I'd lost all sense of